This shouldn't be a thing.
Today, it is the How Long Has Louis DeJoy Been in Charge edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. By the way, if you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. This from the Independent. Byline for Sidney Page from the Washington Post. Headline reads, Michigan woman receives 100-year-old postcard in the mail. We've all seen mail get delayed for weeks, but 100 years, that's really something. When Brittany Keach checked her mailbox one morning, she found the usual junk mail. Also included in that, a tattered and time-worn postcard. The 30-year-old from Belding, Michigan said, at first I didn't think much about it other than it looked old. Then I took a closer look. She spotted a 1 cent George Washington stamp. Postmarked October 29th of 1920. She got this 100-year-old piece of mail on September 8th. On the front of the postcard, it's Halloween related. Which would you rather be, W-I-T-C-H? Which would you rather be, a pumpkin head or a witch? She said it appears to be addressed to a Mrs. Roy McQueen. So she's trying to find people who this might belong to. The postcard was signed by Flossie. Doesn't get better than that. The postcard signed by Flossie Burgess.
Oh!
Flossie Burgess. She's decided she will try to reunite the long-lost postcard with the family to whom it was originally sent. She did post this on Facebook. She quickly found out that others were interested in uncovering the origins of this and how 100 years later it ended up in the right mailbox.
Yeah.
It was the right address.
Mm-hmm.
Just a couple hundred, 100 years late.
Well, better late than never. It gets there eventually. Hopefully it's not like, the ingredients to an antidote.
True.
Yeah.
Or medication.
Yeah.
But I guess that's Louis DeJoy's new slogan for the post office. It might not be on time, but it'll get there in 100 years.
We'll get it to you.
Eventually.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Yeah, just be patient.
Wraps up today's edition of...
This shouldn't be a thing.